Memorial Day weekend, Americana, Wrigley Field, day game, all that's right with the world, Jensen. This is kind of like when I lived in Chicago, used to love to go to these here. Not disrespecting the night games, but this does feel like Cubs baseball on a Friday.
It certainly does. And really, that's the underlying part here we want to highlight is the Friday friendly confines. So today, there are a couple of trends and one that is pretty predominant active for our first game of the day. It is a 2:20 p.m. Eastern first pitch. Spencer Arrighetti for the Houston Astros, Jameson Taillon here for the Cubs. The under, Dave, the last 14 times we've had a Cubs day game at home on a Friday with a day off in between, and the total is 7 or fewer, the under is hit 12 of the last 14 times. I played it at under 7.5 at minus $1.30. But I've got a multi-unit play on the Astros at plus $1.28 today. Why is that the case, Dave? Houston is 5-1 in Spencer Arrighetti starts here in 2026, and the Cubs are going south quickly. They've lost 5 in a row. They're 2-8 in their last 10. Boy, does this feel like a juicy moneyline underdog spot to be able to attack. So we'll play the under 7.5 minus $1.30. We'll play a two-unit moneyline on the plus $1.28 for Houston. Let's start the day with three units in pocket in this dandy of an afternoon affair.
One of the coldest baseball games I've ever been to was at Wrigley Field in June. So it's May. Check the weather. See where that wind's blowing. If it's blowing in, that's for sure. Coming off the lakefront, it can be a little bit dicey there. What do you have today here for some series that are getting ready to begin? And maybe one in the Central that might not be getting top billing, but a battle of red here for two surprising teams at the beginning of the year.
All right. So one of my favorite people ever in the game, former hitting coach for the Indians, former manager for the Philadelphia Phillies, Charlie Manuel. His favorite phrase, know thyself. And Dave, know thy trends that are present in a couple of these games today. Let's start with the Cardinals and the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The over 17-7 in the last 24 games, including 3 in a row here when the Reds have been at home. We're starting to heat up a little bit. You're going to get the humidity returning in earnest now into the middle months of the season. So the ball will fly, and you've got both offenses that are looking to capitalize. Same can be said even up at Fenway Park. Between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox tonight, over 6-1 in the last 7, including 3 overs in a row when the Twins are a road team and they're playing at 7 o'clock Eastern or later. I know the weird caveats there. I'm like, well, why is the start time? Hey, I don't know. I just follow the numbers. And sometimes you just got to let it ride. That pitching matchup tonight, just for people that are like, okay, who do we got here? Got Connor Prelip and Peyton Tolley. But the over is at 7.5. Might be advantageous to follow that one as well. Speaking of a third over, how about the Tigers and the Orioles? Tigers just got swept in a four-game series at home against the Cleveland Guardians. The Orioles, it's not been going well either. Well, maybe some scoring to return here at Camden Yards tonight, Dave. The over is 25, 14-2 in the last 41 games in game one of a series with the Tigers on the road. So targeting just that first game of a series, it feels like that's where the offensive explosion has been for Detroit. So it might be a trend you want to back here tonight.
I'm looking at that Cardinals and Reds series. And again, here we are getting closer to the end of May for staying power. Again, obviously, it's not the end all be all. But out of those two teams, who do you think might have more staying power here, the Cardinals or the Reds?
So I would say that we've got an opportunity with Cincinnati to take advantage of maybe some health here in the coming weeks. Remember, Hunter Green on the mend here, and hopefully he can get back before the All-Star break, and that would be a huge boon to this Reds rotation. But it begins and ends with their offense. They've got to get it right. This has been one of the inconsistencies of the club so far this year. And when you kind of look at some of the underlying statistics here, you're not going to be able to do business long in the second half of the season if your on-base percentage is in the lower third of Major League Baseball. They are hitting homers left, right, and center. They're top five in that category, but I think their back end of their bullpen needs a little juice, and obviously outside of Chase Burns, they need some help in the rotation that might be coming here sooner than later. A couple of other totals, and these are actually unders that I've just jumped on. We got a great pitching matchup in the city of brotherly love. How about Christopher Sanchez riding a 29 and two-thirds inning scoreless streak headed into his start tonight against Cleveland. Gavin Williams will get the start. Guardians offense has been a little bit paltry when he takes the mound. Only four runs or fewer scored in seven of the 10 starts by Gavin Williams. So I like the under. I played an alternate total. It's a little juicy here, Dave. There's 6.5s out right now for this game tonight. That tells you where the market respects what Sanchez has done and what Gavin Williams has brought to the table. I got a little insurance there. I went under 7.5 minus $1.50 for Guardians Phillies. We're also going to go to an under with one of the best under teams in the country right now, or at least in the major leagues. Under 8 at minus $1.17 for the Rangers and the Angels. That's Jacob deGrom against Grayson Rodriguez. Angels are 13-8 to the under as a home dog, which they are tonight, and they've only scored two runs or fewer in 8 of their last 10. So we like the pitching matchup with deGrom against that really struggling Angel lineup. So I like the under 8 minus $1.17.
Yeah, I got a little frisky last night and hit a nice little parlay there with the A's and the under against the Athletics there, against the Angels last night. And I got a little bit lucky there with them coming back to get that 3-2 win. But you're right, the Angels not scoring a lot of runs these days, that's for sure. How about some College World Series? Going to be on the road here. Jensen's doing some work for college baseball. As you start to forecast a little bit, what do you see in that crystal ball?
Yeah, okay, so we got some updated, and these will kind of change daily. We're in conference tournament time here into the weekend. Selection Monday upcoming very quickly. We will find out the host sites, all 16 of the host sites on Sunday afternoon. And these are right now, if you're watching on FanDuel Sports Network, if you're watching on Rogers Sportsnet north of the border, YouTube TV, UCLA of the Big Ten, still the number one overall seed as of right now, but Georgia Tech might have something to say about that. They've been hard trenching. They won an absolute shootout against Virginia in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament, 16-10 yesterday. They move on to take on Miami in the ACC tournament. I would look in the futures board here. Georgia is into the quarters of the SEC tournament as well. And when you think about where the top eight national seeds, and we'll remind this to people who are not familiar on the college baseball playoff schedule, when you are a top eight seed, you have home field into the College World Series. So again, you're looking at UCLA, Georgia Tech, Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M. Feels like a mini SEC tournament in the top eight. If those teams as hosts win their regional, they automatically will host that super regional. All important home field advantages to try and advance to Omaha. My futures portfolio I've been adding throughout the year, and I'm actually with some bigger numbers on some of the teams that are trending in the right direction at the right time. I think my favorite one right now is the Florida Gators at 45-1. They are absolutely rolling into the quarterfinals of this SEC tournament. They'll take on Georgia later this afternoon. I love where their pitching staff is at. They have two future major leaguers in Aiden King and Liam Peterson. Liam Peterson just chucking 100-mile-an-hour bullets yesterday down in Hoover, Alabama.
That's it.
I have a couple of longer shots, Dave. Ole Miss at 60-1 and Oregon State at 72-1. Those are final legs of parlays of game ones of round one money lines in the NBA postseason. So that's the future portfolio right now. Arkansas and Auburn at 25-1. Virginia and Florida 45-1. I've even got a Southern Cal in there at 50-1 as well.
Then where do people catch you in the call this weekend, Jensen, when you fly out after the show today?
Yes, ESPNU tomorrow night, if the weather holds, 7:30 first pitch Eastern time. So we will hope the rain gods keep us dry. We're able to get that one in.
I think it's raining everywhere on this side of the Mississippi, it feels like, as you look at the forecast here for Memorial Day weekend. All right, when we come back, let's get to the Daily Diamond here and to the Daily Docket and talk about some game twos and game threes, both in the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. That's all next right here on Visa by the Books.